good evening and welcome to the Prime Evening News for today, Thursday, November 26, 2015. I'm your presenter, Linda Martin. In the headlines, Kurt Pemberton charged with attempted murder in relation to machete chopping incident in Roseau. St. Lucia National, Dr. Higgins, Jean Leon, selected to replace Sir K. Dwight Venner as ECCB governor. Mounting questions as to whether surge in domestic violence is related to Dominica's economic decline. Trinidad DPP called on to prosecute police over ganja cover-up. Colombia introduces harsher sentences for acid attacks. The news is brought to you Compliments Courts Dominica Limited. The details of these stunt and more stories coming up.
Blackjack Friday cards when you shop now for a chance to get an additional 21% off already discounted deals this Black Friday with Quartz Blackjack. Get Blackjack Friday cards when you shop now. Each card gives you points. Shop on credit and draw two Blackjack cards. Get 21 points and you get an additional 21% off already greatly reduced items on Black Friday. Only at Quartz. Quartz, bringing value home.
Welcome back. Kurt Edison Pemberton of Newtown has been charged with the attempted murder of Bianca Blanchard of Point Michelle. According to Police PRO Sergeant Spellum John Baptist, the incident occurred on November 23, 2015 at 12:35 p.m. on Fields Lane in Roseau. Blanchard sustained wounds to both her hands and left leg, and she is currently a patient at the Princess Margaret Hospital.
The police have preferred a charge of attempted murder against Kurt Edison Pemberton, male adult of Newtown, for wounding Bianca Blanchard, female adult of Point Michel. The incident occurred about 12:35 p.m. on Monday, 24 November 2015, on Sears Lane in Roseau. Blanchard sustained injuries to both arms and on her left leg. She was transported to the accident and emergency department of the Princess Margaret Hospital, where she was seen by a medical doctor and admitted.
Meanwhile, the police, in an official statement, has publicly condemned recent acts of violence here. Police PRO Sergeant Spellum John Baptist says recent acts of violence at Newtown, Stock Farm, Old Street and Fields Lane in Roseau, resulting in the death of one and the serious bodily injuries to three others, cannot be tolerated in Dominica. He says violence is not the way to resolve conflicts.
The Commonwealth of Dominica Police Force would like to publicly condemn in the strongest way all acts of violence in Dominica. The recent acts of violence which occurred at Newtown on October 31, 2015, at Stock Farm on November 3, 2015, on Old Street in Roseau on 20th November 2015, and on Fields Lane in Roseau on the 24th of November 2015, resulting in the death of one citizen and serious bodily injuries to three others, cannot be tolerated in Dominica. While conflicts among citizens at every level of society will exist, violence is not the way to resolve those conflicts. The police department condemns violence in all of its forms and would like to encourage the general public to continue reporting incidents of abuse and to assist the police department in our efforts to prevent such incidents.
Meanwhile, Dr. Clayton Shillingford questions whether the economic state of the country is to blame for the recent surge in domestic violence in Dominica. He says it's a shame that some women end up returning to their abusers because they are dependent on them and some are paid to keep silent. Shillingford says these behaviors are detrimental to the society, not only in the present but in the long run as well.
The women who are so-called abused, and according to some people, they then return to the abuser. Is it because they are in a very poor economic condition and are dependent on these men, why they have to tolerate this kind of conduct. And then shame upon shame, you hear that some women who get into these situations, they can then be paid off to be silent. All of these things, when you add up, they are not good for the society, and they are going to cause us a lot of problems, not only now, but in the future.
It has been reported in St. Kitts that St. Lucia National Dr. Higgins Jean Leon has been selected as the new governor of the Eastern Caribbean Central Bank. Times Caribbean is reporting that three people were shortlisted for the post: Dominican Dr. Walter Henry, the financial secretary of Grenada, and a member of the bank's board of directors, Timothy Antoine, and Dr. Leon. Dr. Leon was selected, and he has accepted the appointment. Dr. Leon is a senior resident representative for the International Monetary Fund in Jamaica. He was a deputy division chief in the Middle East and Central Asia Department at the IMF, which undertakes economic surveillance on the economies of the Gulf Cooperation Council. He has been at the IMF since 1996. Prior to joining the fund, he was the director of the research department at the Central Bank of Barbados and taught at the universities of Southampton and Kent in England and the State University of New York in the United States. Mr. Leon has a PhD in economics and the University of Southampton in England. His research interests are applied in econometrics and finance. He will replace Sir K. Dwight Venner, who has been in the post of governor since 1989. UWP Senator Dr. Thompson Fontaine says there appears to be a creeping menace to democracy in Dominica. This as questions placed for consideration by the UWP for today's sitting of Parliament were not placed on the order paper. Fontaine says the opposition in the past two sittings of Parliament has been denied the opportunity to ask questions on behalf of the citizens of Dominica.
It appears that the Speaker has decided that we as the opposition should not be allowed to ask pertinent questions of the ministers of government, a right that is enshrined under our constitution and which is a given, which has been a given in past parliaments. We have been denied this right in the past two sittings of parliament, and she has done it again. And we believe that it's time for us to at least register our displeasure at the behavior of the Speaker.
The opposition UWP this morning held a public meeting at People's Park to discuss these issues with its supporters. Livestock farmers here are being told that they will soon be able to increase their production as testing begins at the new abattoir in Layu Park. Agriculture Minister Johnson Drago witnessed a test run of operations at the abattoir on Wednesday. He says over the next few days, 4,000 birds and 250 pigs will be slaughtered and be processed at the facility. Drago says the DLP government will remain true to its promise to provide livestock farmers with the necessary funding to expand production.
Excited that the time has come when our livestock farmers, whom we've promised over the years that this abattoir will be commissioned, can now expand their production. Government will remain true to its program of providing funding for our livestock farmers to expand their production. Funds will be made available at the aid bank for lending to farmers, to livestock farmers.
This $10 million project has been highlighted as one of the pillar projects to transform the agriculture sector. It is expected to be officially opened in January 2016. The DLP administration says information communication technology development is high on its agenda. Information Minister Honorable Kelvin Darum says we believe it is strategically important to develop citizens who can competently and efficiently operate and add value to the systems of the 21st century workplace. We recognize that in order to derive maximum benefits from the One Tablet Per Child initiative, teachers must be trained to employ new teaching methods and incorporate ICT in their instruction. And Daru was speaking at a workshop geared at training teachers to incorporate ICT in the classroom. The Organization of American States has also proposed an information technology academy for Dominica to facilitate ongoing capacity building. This, he says, will provide access to 6,000 online programs for increasing human resource efficiencies and cost savings not only in education but also across all government sectors. Meanwhile, Daru says a national ICT policy is also being reviewed. This envisions the use of broadband technology for the development of key sectors such as education and tourism and health. The policy is also expected to guide the guided to use the use of the technology in classrooms, he said. Planning Minister Dr. John Colin McIntyre says the placement of Dubuque residents in Grand Bay is not politically motivated. He says the interest of the government is to make sure the residents of Dubuque are placed on safe grounds. Dr. McIntyre, however, remarked that it is helpful to keep them in their original constituencies.
We're not looking at the constituency in terms of politics right now. Our interest is to make sure that we put them up on a safe side. But I mean, if you want to strengthen Grand Bay anymore by putting Dubuque here, that's fine as well too. But we want to keep PD7 constituency how it is. That's why we want to make sure we keep them in Bellevue. They're still in the PD7 constituency. But this has nothing to do with politics, you know. Our interest here is to put the people on, get the people on to safe ground.
Meanwhile, since many Piti Savan residents were involved in the bay leaf industry, Minister McIntyre states that the government is taking into consideration the livelihood of former Piti Savan residents by placing them where they will be able to continue and possibly improve and expand on the industry.
The second site we're looking at for Bellevue, I think there's an ideal site for resettlement. And of course, looking at the livelihoods of the people, that's something that we want to take into consideration as well. We don't just want to take the people and then put them on a piece of land and just put them in a house. That's not the plan. We have to look at their, you know, sustainability, their livelihoods. And most of the people who are involved in, they live in PD7, for example. Their surrounding lands, of course, not messing up the land for future problems for us in terms of erosion, but we want to make sure that we continue in terms of their livelihoods. And of course, look at new industries as well too, because the globe is changing, things are changing, and we'd like to expose our people to new and emerging ideas in terms of how they can, you know, make a better living for themselves.
Member of the executive and immediate past president of the Dominican National Council of Women, Josephine Dublin Prince, announces that November 25th marks the date for launching the corporation's 16th day of activism and is also considered Orange Day, which is a day set aside by North American governments to enlighten women.
November 25th of each year marks the beginning of what is called the 16th day of activism to reject all forms of violence against women. It is also Orange Day, as coined by the United Nations, to bring life into the lives of women, to see a better side, to see a brighter side. And so the Dominican National Council of Women joined many other organizations and persons who are committed to end violence against women, to say no, to say break the silence. In fact, unfortunately, we have been seeing an increase in the number of violent crimes against women.
Yes.
One is already too many. And the most recent was before, actually on the eve of the International Day to Reject All Forms of Violence Against Women. During the 16th day of activism, which will be done in collaboration with other partners, the Dominican National Council of Women will be placing a white sheet at its office and call on the public to come in and write and express themselves in terms of denouncing violence against women.
In addition, the executive member stated that the theme for this year's 16 Days of Activism is Orange Your World, Reject Violence Against Women and Girls.
Energy and support to break the silence. Also, for those who have died due to violence act, we are calling on the public to come in at the NCW to make yourself be heard on this white sheet of paper. It is very significant, and we would like women to live a life free of violence. Also, we have singled out through our various zonal reps nationally, single women with children who are in need of help, and we will be giving them a token to assist them with their supplying foods to their family. I will also be doing some outreach, especially to persons, victims of Erica, persons who are living in extreme poverty and some persons who are affected by Erica. We will be actually bringing food vouchers. We have identified some families and will be taking food vouchers, to handing out food vouchers to them so that they can use to ensure that they have food on the table. So it is the theme really is Orange Your World, Reject Violence Against Women and Girls. And from the Dominican National Council of Women, we realize that more has to be done, more advocacy, more collaboration.
In other news, the Police Complaints Authority in Trinidad and Tobago has recommended the criminal prosecution of certain police officers involved in the alleged discovery of marijuana at the home of former Prime Minister, now leader of the opposition, Kamla Persad Bisesar. It has sent a formal recommendation to the Director of Public Prosecutions, Roger Gaspar. Meanwhile, a parallel investigation into the marijuana find is still being done by the police service, the Trinidad Express reported. In a statement issued on Wednesday, the PCA stated that the recommendation was made to have persons prosecuted for the offense of misbehavior in public office on account of willful neglect of duty. And the Colombian Senate has passed a law which will impose harsher sentences on people who have committed acid attacks. Anyone convicted of harming another with a chemical agent will now serve between 12 and 50 years in prison. In Colombia, an estimated 100 people per year are attacked with acid, but so far only a handful of perpetrators have been convicted. The law is named after Natalia Ponce, who was severely disfigured by an acid attack in March 2014. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first, a recap of our headlines. Kurt Pemberton charged with attempted murder in relation to machete chopping incident in Roseau. In St. Lucia National, Dr. Higgins Jean Leon selected to replace Sir K. Dwight Venner as ECCB governor. Mounting questions as to whether surge in domestic violence is related to Dominica's economic decline. And Trinidad DPP called on to prosecute police over ganja cover-up. And Colombia introduces harsher sentences for acid attacks. The news was brought to you through the very kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the entire news team, I've been your presenter, Linda Martin.